The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I think what everybody hears, the phone call from the man that we got today that we're going to play inside today's episode about having a crush on a woman with a boyfriend.
Ooh.
I think that they're going to have some type of pity for him.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know how pity, but I know they're going to have some feelings because some guys are going to be outraged because they don't want you talking to their girl when they're in a relationship.
But I think people are going to feel sorry for him too because he's obviously really into her.
Oh, he's obviously crushing on the girl, but she's got a man, and I don't know. Is it right that he's talking to her? I don't know.
Well, they're on the other side, dude.
Is it right that she's talking to him, actually?
Ooh. Well, no. But he can do whatever he wants because he's not in a relationship. In fact, let's get into the podcast now. So DJ Automatic and I are married, and we have a little one. We call her Ava-matic.
We
and
do.
She did something that I was proud of, but also disgusted by at the same time.
What did she do?
Let me talk about it now. On Thursday, it's almost Friday, guys. Short work week. Dana Cortez show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm curious. DJ Automatic.
Go by Anthony A.
So we are walking in a parking lot, and she bends over and picks up something from the ground.
Oh,
and when I look, it was a mask.
Oh, ew, dude.
Not her mask.
Oh, ew.
Somebody else's random mask. Don't you see those all the time now?
What did she do with it?
She threw it away. She threw it in the trash can.
I thought you were going to tell me she put it on.
I thought you were going to tell me she put it on, dude. No. Gross.
Yo. No, I was very proud that she picked up random trash because we've always taught her, hey, don't litter. You see something, pick it up, throw it away. But the mask thing kind of...
Well, picking up random things off the ground, that's suspect, dude. I love where your daughter's heart's at.
Hold on.
I feel like I've taught her too well. Because I'm the guy who always picks up the random trash that's like laying around.
Automatic does it all the time, Anthony.
And you're also the guy who eats food off the ground.
True.
So maybe.
What?
So... I'm just, you know what? I'm
so
just gonna say
it would have been shocking if she would have put the mask on.
I'm just glad she didn't put the mask on.
I've been at a Super Bowl party at your guys' house, dude. I've seen Automatic eat a pepperoni off the kitchen floor.
He will do it. And you know why? Because he knows I'm mocked. And the pepperoni's clean.
That floor's clean, and there's always the 5-second rule.
All right, so I think it's a good idea to always pick up trash, and I did talk to her about it. And she washed her hands immediately after. Just be careful what you're picking up. We used to live by a park. My nana would be like, don't step on the needles.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. So be careful.
Hold on. I'm going to go back to a story of me picking up food off the floor.
Okay, Automatic.
So during the finals, I had forgot to eat before the game.
Oh, no, dude.
And so I was like, what can I get? And so I just ran out to the concession stand real quick, and I grabbed some M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
And I just started slamming them into my mouth. And then I was like, oh, I must have finished them. And then it was like the second, third quarter. I looked down, and there's a red M&M on the ground. Two quarters later, and I felt myself pick it up, put it underneath my mask, and eat it. And then it like dawned on me. I was like, that's been there for a while. What's wrong with you?
M and Dirt's, dog. Ew.
National Day, Anthony.
We'll start off with National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Yes, I love Wiener Schnitzel.
Hot dogs take 30 minutes of your life every time you eat
36
one.
36 minutes of your life every time you inhale a weenie.
Dude, I lost like 2 hours this past weekend. All right, yo, we also have National Teddy Bear Day. Ooh, shout out Teddy Bear.
Oh, I love that.
And we also will wrap, how about this? We'll wrap it up on School Picture Day, everybody.
Oh, everybody loves school picture.
Anybody have those lasers behind them?
Of course I do. Or the wicker chair. Of course.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Having a crush on somebody is normal. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. It happens throughout your lifetime. Having a crush on someone who's in a relationship is also normal. But there are lines that you shouldn't cross. And so we got this call and we decided, let's discuss this.
Hey, Dana, it's Ro.
What's up, Ro?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if you can give a shout out to a girl that I like.
Oh, girl you like. Oh, look at this. I love
this.
You know what? This is so retro, too, doing shout outs on the radio. Go ahead.
I met her about a month ago and we've been talking back and forth and I just really feel her.
I like that. Damn, I like that so much. That. Okay, what's holding y'all back? Like, what's up? Is she going to go for it? Are you going to go for it?
Well, she has a man that she's trying to break up with, but...
Give me her first name. Let's not put any... give me her first initial.
It's Stacey M.
Don't be a dirty Mac, dog.
Don't be a dirty Mac, though.
Well, she said she's going to break up with him first.
All right,
That could be wishful thinking, though.
Be a G. don't be a dirty Mac, dog. Don't be a Jim Halpert.
I've been respectful.
All he's doing is an innocent shout on the radio.
Nah.
Next thing you know, he's going to be serenading her.
Maybe.
Part of me already feels like he is being a little bit of a dirty Mac. And for those who don't know what a dirty Mac is, it's when you're pursuing a woman and she is in a relationship. And you might be doing things like if she's having a problem with her and her boyfriend, you're there to talk to him, knowing that your intent is to swoop in once that goes left. And
but if it's already going left, why not?
What do you mean, why not?
If it's already gone left, there's no rules.
That's not honest.
There's no ring on the finger.
That's not honest why you shouldn't do that. That's not honest. Obviously, she's going behind her boyfriend's back. Ain't no boyfriend going to be cool with the way this dude is talking about her.
The red flag for me was she's trying to get out of this relationship. That's at least what she's trying to tell him.
If I was the dude, I would already walk away from that. I'd be like, yo, let me know when you're fully out.
Nobody in this room has ever tried to get out of a relationship, and it's harder than you think.
Yes,
no one?
Yes, of course we have.
Oh, she's talking about you because you want to talk about me.
No, I'm talking about me too.
Oh, okay. All right, talk about it, Dana.
It's not always easy to get out of a relationship, even if you're not fully engaged in a relationship anymore. When you care about somebody, right, but it's not to the level that it needs to be to sustain a long-term relationship. It doesn't mean you hate somebody. It doesn't mean anything. It just means, you know what, I'm having a hard time leaving you because I feel bad and I'm used to this.
Well, it's hard to break up with people.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, but you got to go through honesty, bro, because you're going to have to walk around.
She's honestly telling him, I'm trying to break up with my man.
No, she's not. Or else you would already be broken up with
her. No, that's not
true. She would already be broken up. Well, to my little lover boy over here wants to call and make song requests. You better be ready to throw them hands, Papa.
Right. Could happen. I mean,
that's how homies get beat up, and that's how homies get shot. I'm not taking it there. I'm not messing with another man's woman.
Let me say something. Don't you ever dirty your hands over someone else. If someone that you're with cheats on you, sneaks around, I don't care if you've been married 20 years or you just met last week. Don't you ever pick your hands up because somebody cheated on you. You need to shake the other person's hand and thank them for showing you what kind of person they are.
Shake their hand, health.
I mean, in a perfect world. But I'm going to go back to your first reference when you talk about Pam and Jim.
Yeah.
So remember when Jim got attacked by Roy?
Roy should have been able to punch his lights out.
Who did he hit instead?
Dwight stepped in and saved him.
Obviously, an Office reference, DJ Automatic and Anthony A.
Yes.
And maybe the Dana Cortez Show is stepping in to save Raul. We're his Dwight.
Come at me.
How about that? By offering him some sound advice. Look, move forward cautiously. I would protect my heart and remind yourself that if she's talking to you while she's in a committed relationship, moving forward, will you be able to trust her if you both commit to one another? Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Very important question.
Okay. So protect yourself, sir, above all else.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's very normal to argue if you're in a relationship, just to let you know. Nothing's perfect. However, if you're arguing about this one thing, it could mean the end of you and your partner. I'll share with you what that is in case you missed it. That's coming up first, though. DJ Automatic, you said you have a doctor on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to explain to you why. Well, actually, I'm going to let Dr. Tony Young explain to you why the average person should not sleep naked.
The average person passes gas 15 to 25 times a day, and this can happen while you're sleeping. And a scientific study proved that every time you pass gas, you are spraying a tiny amount of fecal material. This is true even if it's not a real shart. And that same study showed that your tidy whities will catch all of these particles. So for the sake of your bed partner, please sleep with your underwear on.
He said the tidy whities capture the fecal matter. I say that's why masks work.
Oh.
I say you're a psycho if you. I think you're a psycho if you sleep naked because you're just ready. That means you're not completely unprepared for anything that could happen at any time.
Oh, you think somebody entering the house?
That could happen. Okay, the house could start on fire. There's a lot of things that could happen. And then you're just there naked.
Somebody I know was doing something illegal. He was growing plants in his house that he shouldn't have been growing.
Okay.
And he was sleeping naked next to his girlfriend.
Sharding
everywhere. And the SWAT team shows up to his house, surrounds the house, kicks the door open, and the guy got up and peed himself everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And he's naked.
Oh, well, it sounds like Dana's friends with El Chapo.
Yeah. But I will say, that's one reason right there. You never sleep naked.
Never. Luckily, it's legal now in that state.
Oh, I'm just thinking of all the women you offended out of man, because I've never slept with a lot. I haven't slept with a lot of dudes, but I've slept with a lot of women.
Yeah, that's
and women love sleeping naked. You know what I'm
they
saying?
They do.
And ladies be
but
pooping,
guess
too.
What? They, yep.
Yeah, put some granny panties on, yo.
Cover it up.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, this season, the NFL is going to allow players to wear social justice slogans on their helmets. NFL approved 6 different decals, including Stop the Hate and Black Lives Matter. The NFL will also stencil some slogans, and it'll say, It Takes All of Us, and the other one will say, And Racism.
That's I don't think that's a bad idea at all. And I want to remind
I'm
everybody.
I'm sure somebody's offended.
Well,
but
I know, but I want to remind everybody where this came from. Peaceful protesting by Colin Kaepernick.
I'm still offended that Colin Kaepernick ain't got a job. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
He definitely.
At this point, do you think it's even realistic? I mean, it's been 5 years.
Dude, they give Tim Tebow a shot.
Give I mean, Colin Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback for the Vikings.
So in case you missed it, arguing is very normal in a relationship. However, if you are arguing about the same thing over and over, if your partner continues to bring something up over and over, this means you possibly need therapy.
Oh.
Because you have to resolve this issue. Oh. It can cause people to break up. You know, have you ever had somebody who just keeps bringing something up?
Yeah, you. You got. I mean, you're always on me about cleaning and always on me about picking up my clothes.
That's
so
a whole different thing.
I think it's time
thing.
To go to therapy,
No,
Dana.
No, no. That's about chores and responsibilities. That's a whole different thing. We're talking about... And it says here that's the third thing that you have to watch for. Why don't you just pick up your stuff then?
I don't know. Why don't we go to therapy?
No!
How about that?
I think it says a lot, though, if a person can't get over a certain thing, whatever that hang-up may be, if your partner can't get over it.
No, in all seriousness, you're right.
If you are with somebody who continues to bring something up from the past that they can't get past, it's probably their issue more than a couple issue.
That's it. So even if you cheated, let it go.
Anthony, you acted like it's a joke. But if you are with somebody who stepped out on you and you have chosen to forgive them, part of the forgiveness is letting
that's
it go.
That's the part is the forgiving them. That's up to you. I mean, that's the hard part because there's no way you're going to ever forget that. You're never going
to
get over it.
You don't have to forget it, but you can't keep reliving it or you're never going to work the relationship
out. I don't know how therapy is going to make you that any better.
Well, luckily, you don't have to worry about it because no one in this relationship has ever cheated.
There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Something inside today's hottest hashtags that's been trending is making me cry. Every time I talk about it, I'm in tears. I will tell you what it is if I can get through it right now. Welcome to Thursday, almost Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, let's start off with something going on in Illinois. Beginning in January, kids will be able to take 5 mental health days a year, all excused.
What?
The bill was signed into law last month. The CDC reported a 25% increase in the number of emergency mental health visits for children. They attribute this directly to COVID. Staying home, isolated for 8 hours on a computer is not good for our children.
And just like adults, kids go through it too. Like, we all need days where we got to just take a day away from work or, you know.
Can we get 5 days?
I mean, you have like sick days, right?
Automatic, we own a company. How many days?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I guess I could take off when I need it.
Well, let's talk about something. We talked about kids, and there was this show called Blue's Clues. It's still on now. But back in the day, the host was Steve. And if you're a millennial, maybe even older Gen Z, you remember Blue's Clues from Nick Jr. and the first host, Steve, who just disappeared in 2003, 18 years ago. We're like, where'd he go? Turns out he went to college, and he released a video explaining that. And for some reason, every time I hear this, I just burst into tears.
We started out with clues. And now it's what? Student loans and jobs and families. And some of it has been kind of hard. All the help that you helped me with when we were younger is still helping me today. And that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever.
Every time I hear that, I just get so emotional. I almost sent it to my oldest daughter. You know, I had a daughter at 15, but she was having a rough day as it is. I was like, she's going to just lose it.
When I heard it, I thought this fool was moving back in with his mom.
No, he's not.
He was like, he said, now we got student loans. I was like, yo, he's down bad, dog.
No.
All I can think of when I hear that guy's voice is that I've got a letter.
We just got a letter. Anyway, it's been a tough year and a half, and it's okay to cry. I saw grown men from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram bursting into tears saying, I didn't know I needed Steve, but obviously I did. And then finally in food news, MASH.com has polled their readers, and here are their top favorite burger chain restaurants. Number 3, Red Robin.
All right.
Okay. Number 2, In-N-Out. And number 1 is Five Guys. Tied at number 4 were Whataburger and Steak and Shake. Have I ever eaten at Steak and Shake?
You have had Steak and Shake. It's more of a Midwestern thing, but I like it. Yeah.
Do we agree with this top 5?
Five Guys need to get out of here.
Yeah, Five Guys, for sure.
I like it.
I feel like it's payola. Yeah. I feel like Five Guys keeps like being on the top of these lists because they're paying somebody off.
And they put themselves too high up there, so they want to make it too conspicuous.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Wiener Schnitzel Day. I love Wiener Schnitzel. Shout out to the
restaurant. Their chili is so freaking good.
Actually, this is about the actual Austria dish, but you know what? Shout out to Wiener traditions in America.
We're talking about the local chain, okay, here in America.
We also got National Teddy Bear Day.
Hug your teddy bear after the Steve announcement.
And we'll wrap it up on School Picture Day. Get out there and smile, y'all.
Hey, all right. School pictures, those are always fun. Oh. You know,
I don't think I've ever seen any of your high school pictures.
Because I was pregnant. And you never will.
Dude, but you were the girl that had you and the kid in the yearbook.
Oh, yeah. She's sitting right next to me with the lasers behind us.
No, you went to Hood High School when you got the kid in the yearbook.
She had cap and gown photos. She had ultrasounds.
That's not funny.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You've heard of parrots talking, right? You see people can train their parrots to talk. What if I told you a man has trained his duck to talk? Okay, so this man has made his duck repeat, "You bloody fool." Listen to the duck right now. Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that? You bloody fool. Listen. You bloody fool. You heard it, right?
I mean, I heard it, but I don't know if I'm buying that says you bloody fool.
One more time, DJ Automatic. Is a duck saying you bloody fool? How can you even deny that? I understand him better than Donald Duck.
Don't disrespect Donald like
How
that.
How could you waste your time and energy teaching your duck to say this and not teaching him to say duck off?
Well done, DJ Automatic. Well done, dude. That's nice.
I agree. I'm going to send this man a letter right now. Old-fashioned letter, too, because he's 87 years old. Obviously has a lot of time on his hands. Taught his duck to talk.
I feel like we're doing a Dana Cortez Show version of Nat Geo right now.
Let's keep it.
Because check this out. The largest triceratops ever found is being auctioned off. The fossil that makes up the dinosaur known as Big John was found in South Dakota with more than 200 bones and a almost perfect skull intact.
You know the triceratops, that's the big one,
that's
right?
The
with the
big
horn,
dog.
He's like, looks like a giant rhino.
Now, before I tell you guys how much this is going to be auctioned off for, I want you guys to take a guess. How much would you pay for the largest triceratops ever found? DJ Automatic, you first.
$25 million.
Ooh, Dana Cortez.
That's a lot of money. $8 million?
Nope. Ooh, you guys are both overpaying for your triceratops. The market's down right now. It's actually $1.8 million. And they're looking to get that this October.
Where are you going to keep that thing? In the foyer? It's the biggest triceratops ever found. It makes no sense.
Let's take this story to London. A bridesmaid from London couldn't get to her best friend's wedding in Canada due to COVID restrictions. You know, in Canada, they're being super strict.
Super strict, yeah.
So she showed up as a hologram. The groom hired a Toronto company to beam the bridesmaid in as a surprise to the wife. By projection, the bridesmaid, Sarah Rendington is her name, delivered a champagne toast and had a live chat with the happy bride before disappearing in a flash of light.
Oh my gosh, I wonder how much that cost.
I don't know, I would have got Tupac. Remember his Coachella performance?
Tupac to show up to your wedding would be a lot better. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kylie Jenner has announced she's pregnant, of course, with her second child with Travis Scott. But how did her fans know weeks ago? Remember, we announced this a long time ago. I'll tell you how they figured it out right now. This story and more, because it's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Miss B from YouTube celebrating her birthday and Adam Sandler celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so let's start off with a story about Lil Uzi Vert. Remember when he bought that diamond that he had installed into his forehead?
Yeah.
His $24 million
like
diamond.
Like Vision from Marvel.
I don't know what happened there. He looked like Triceratops or something. Well, he got it stolen. Listen, he's talking about it.
I had a show at Rolling Loud, and I jumped in the crowd, and they kind of ripped it out. I'm feeling good. I still had a diamond, so I feel good.
Did you mean Cyclops instead of Triceratops?
No, DJ, I meant Triceratops. He's got the horn in between his eyes.
Okay.
I know what I meant. Don't make fun of me.
Sick.
Okay.
Dude, I really appreciate a dinosaur reference when we're talking about Lil Uzi Vert. Well done, Dana. That was
Give
nice.
Me a Jurassic Park sound effect. There you go. Yeah. All right, now we're going to talk about Kanye West. He fired someone in his camp, his engineer. Did this have something to do with the fact that there's been a few unreleased tracks that leaked to the Drake camp? Remember, Drake dropped the one with Andre 3000?
Which is a beautiful song. That's probably a better song than any song that's on both of their albums.
Well, I think that Andre 3000's verse was Kanye's not so much, which is why he didn't release it, obviously.
Bro.
Kanye claims that the reason he fired his engineers because he was 2 hours late. I think he suspects he's the leak of the camp. And we said this earlier, Kanye, you shouldn't fire anybody for being late, sir. Set the example.
One of my favorite things in that text message is where he tells the engineer, go find God.
Bro.
That's, I mean, dude, I don't.
That's like the most ruthless way to fire somebody ever.
You are ridiculous. He needs to go to confession. All right, and then Kylie Jenner has just announced that she's pregnant. Now, we made this announcement weeks ago. It came from Page Six, her fans, and the fans figured it out because Kylie was posting old photos of herself in outfits she's already worn, and Kylie Jenner doesn't do that kind of thing, from her nails to her makeup to her clothing. They're like, uh-uh, something's wrong. And so you can't fool the fans, Kylie, because they love you very much. Congratulations to her, though.
Good. And you know what? Congratulations to them. And if you see me repurposing outfits on Instagram, just know I'm in between paychecks.
What about your nails, though?
Same thing, dog. I ain't getting my petty until next week, bro.
Oh, oh man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez Show is on today, September 9th. We're going to get down with some music facts brought to you by DJ Automatic. And where will we begin first?
We're going to start with birthdays right now. We're going to talk about Otis Redding.
Wow.
Sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis is probably one of the greatest soul singers of all time.
I'm going to whistle with so much passion. Like, I just want to whistle right now.
I had to put the whistle part in there just because it's so iconic. Did you know that Otis Redding wrote Aretha Franklin Respect?
Wow.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Yes. That, wow. The man is super talented.
R.I.P. Otis Redding.
And now we're going to talk about Young Berg. It's also his birthday. But did you know Young Berg actually goes by Hitmaker now?
Can I hit it from the front? Then I hit it from the back. Know you like it like that. Yeah. Then we take it to the bed. Then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second. Then we back at it.
Did Ray J like sing that for Kim Kardashian?
I don't know.
Were they together at the time?
No, this is way after they were. Yeah, they had already broken up a long time after.
At that time, Ray J was pretty buzzing though. This was a big smash. I remember this one.
No, yeah. It's a huge record.
Yeah.
But Young Berg, aka Hitmaker, is the one who wrote it.
Well, obviously. I didn't think Ray J did.
All right, now we're going to go to 2002 when Missy Elliott drops her biggest hit right here.
Come on. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it.
Missy just oozes talent. This is like comes out of her.
When Missy Elliott and Timbaland get together, it's just great music every time. So that record hit number 2 on the Hot 100, and it stayed there for 10 straight weeks. All right, now we're going to 2003, and 2003 really was the year of Outkast. Outkast was everywhere, and this song right here will stand the test of time and will be the record that plays in 50 years from now.
They started to not like each other, huh?
No, they...
Andre 3000 and Big Boy, they had some issues.
They did have some issues for a little while, but they love each other. They still work together. I don't know that they'll ever put another album out together.
And this one was barely put together because it was like...
It was two solo albums.
Together is a... Yeah. That's a loose term. It was not that. It was a collaborative project that like kind of reminded me of like Trim Life 3.
I swear I was about to say.
Yeah, kind of did that.
It's because you still got love for each other, but sometimes, you know, even the closest can't work together. And we all know in this room, it's hard to work together every single day even when you love each other.
That was the only project that they won a Grammy for, though, right?
No, they actually won a bunch of Grammys. Their first Grammy was in 2002 for Miss Jackson.
Alrighty, music facts with DJ Automatic only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Many questions float around the internet, and the hot topic one right now is, would you take $500,000 or would you rather go on a dinner date with Jay-Z?
Shabbat.
Let's talk about that right now. Let's talk to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and today is a full-on bro down because we're taking these internet questions very serious.
My head just exploded.
$500,000. Here you go, DJ Automatic. Or tonight, you can get your favorite dinner dish with Jay-Z, your favorite rapper of all time. My favorite rapper of all time. The greatest rapper of all time, and one of the best American entrepreneurs at that.
This is a hard decision because think of all the knowledge you can soak up in one meal with Mr. Hove himself.
No, that's another thing. Now, how long is this dinner?
Yeah, that plays a big role, because if he's like, I got 30 minutes, give me my 500 grand.
Give me my $500,000, dude.
But if we're having like a 3-4 hour sit down where I can really soak up some information, can I record it? Can I repurpose that content? There's a lot of questions here. I mean, we work in media. I mean, this is an opportunity for me to like get the viral hit
going. If Jay-Z says, you get to pick the dinner place, Automatic, where are you going to take Jay-Z to get some dinner?
Not Applebee's.
Oh, what? No, not Applebee's. Dude, you want to hit him with a 2 for $20?
No, we're not going 2 for $20. I mean, he's buying, obviously, because he's got the money.
Get Olive Garden?
No! I'm going to, like, the fanciest place I can think of at that time. I mean, he's buying. I'm going to be ordering Opus 1 just because Jay-Z says he likes it in his song.
The fanciest place I could think of was Olive Garden. Oh, my God.
They don't sell Opus 1 out.
Needless to say, with that being said, I'm taking the $500,000. Jay-Z, you can have dinner with Automatic. Let us know what you do. What would you do? $500,000 or dinner with Jay-Z. At AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic, Twitter, and Instagram. But we'll have this question up on the Dana Cortez Show Instagram page at Dana Cortez Show. Give it a follow, give it a like, give it a comment. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Give me the $500,000 right now, baby. Please give me the money. I like Jay-Z and all of that, but who cares about having dinner with Jay-Z?
Exactly. Maybe if you invite his wife, maybe I'll reconsider.
But even then, you would for $500,000, you'd rather have dinner with Beyonce than $500,000.
I need both of them, both the Carters. I just feel like Beyonce would be
Better be blue, too.
I think Beyonce would be better at dinner. Beyonce would be more spunk to dinner. Jay-Z just has that same face, you know, a little look on his face all the time.
He'd just be going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, doesn't look entertained at
all. Jay-Z laughed the whole time. You know what else I loved about today's podcast? The guy that taught his duck how to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Duck off.
You literally sounded like a duck right there, Anthony, with your laugh.
Fool.
All right, more of the podcast now.